The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Ideal Roofing, installing quality material and quality workmanship.
I'm a hard-working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride right now. Rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
And here we go with Home Show Radio, two-hour edition today. NFL football draft's coming up at 11 o'clock. It's already kind of started. I've been watching a little bit here, a little bit there. I'm not that interested in it. It's not one of my big interests, but it is for many of you. This is a sports station, and that would mean a lot of people would be interested in it. I think they are. Me, I got too many fish to fry, too much I'm doing in life to worry about what others are doing. I have to take care of my daily activities. So, try my best, but I was on an airplane. I had a tough week on an airplane last night, traveling, got in here to Houston. It was about 7, 8 o'clock by the time I got home, and just woke up now, had a good night's sleep, and got plans for this weekend. I was supposed to go to do some, I think, either parking duties or security duties. I'm not sure, but everything got rained out. So I hung my uniform back up, and we will pull it out in 2 weeks, which I will not be on the air in 2 weeks because I have my annual training session that I have to attend because I want my promotion. So we will be doing a best of then. But that's 2 weeks from now. Today to 11 o'clock. Tomorrow, full show. Next weekend, full shows. My shows next weekend will be coming. I'll be back on a plane Monday. I'll be down from Brownsville, Texas, where I spend my time doing many activities down there on the border. And then I'll be back the following weekend, back on a plane again. I just don't sit still. I'm like a little flea that jumps around. But right now, for 2 hours, this flea is going to keep his butt in the chair, and he wants to talk to you. So call me. The phone number is 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. If you want to talk to me, call. We have one open line. I got a call this morning from our executive producer, the Chad man, and he said, Tom, we got struck by lightning. We have one phone line, so people won't be able to hold. Just keep trying. Get in. He said something about the phone says that it's been disconnected. You can't do that in talk radio. So, no, it has not been disconnected, but it's supposed to be fixed on Monday. I just got all my equipment fixed here. I had some bad AT&T phone lines, too. So they came last Monday. Real nice people found somebody had just disconnected me, just pulled a wire out of somewhere, and they put it back in, and it worked fine. So now we're doing well, and looks like my phone screener, even though I can't use it today, is working well, too. So that's always good. All right, call me, 281-496-5711, and we will talk today, be with you for 2 hours, home improvements. I know it's raining like crazy, and a lot of you lost power off and on yesterday. The storm's been hitting all day long. It's going to get a little lull today. Early afternoon, and then we're going to get pounded all tonight. And then tomorrow, hopefully, the floods and everything will be gone, and we'll be back to normal with the sunshine. I got to get a little sunshine. I came all the way up to here to Houston to ride my new motorcycle. Every time I come up here, it's raining. I got a brand new bike I haven't ridden sitting in my garage. My last big motorcycle I'll ever buy in my life, probably, because of age limitations. And I'm really missing it. I'm looking at it going, I want to ride you. And it's looking at me going, why don't you ride me? Because it's raining, and you're new, and I don't want to get you wet, and I don't like riding in the rain anyway. It's uncomfortable. And at my age, I want to be comfortable. That's why I bought this bike. It's very comfortable. It has everything. It has everything except a television for me to watch Barney Miller reruns. So, boy, if it could have that, it would be perfect. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We got a caller calling. Ellis, we're going to get right to you in a minute. But we got to stay on the clock today because it's a short show and I don't have that freedom, which I like so much, of course, being a Freemason. I like my freedoms. And we will handcuff ourselves a little bit today and stay on the clock. But Ellis, you'll be right up. Wait 1 second here. Trifection Remodeling. These people are the best when it comes to remodeling. Trifection. First thing I do when I came home last night is looked at my new laundry room, all remodeled by Trifection. It's just so nice. And somebody asked me, they said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm just enjoying the cabinets. Oh, okay. And then they walk past and they're like, this crazy old man in the laundry room, don't pay any attention to that guy. But when it comes, this is just a little tiny thing compared to the work they do. And they've done some big stuff here for even for me here in my own home. But the stuff they're doing out there as far as remodeling is just tremendous. One of the things that happens when you remodel is you'll hire guys, do a lot of things, has a lot of talents, might be very good at laying tile and, you know, setting a cabinet and, you know, hooking up a faucet, probably very good at it. But he just, usually the most common thing is said to you is just pick out what you want and we'll put it all in there and install it for you. That's it. So it's all up to you. When you call Trifection and you have these grandiose ideas, they want to help you put it together into a reality. You have a team of people, of designers, people who can draw your plans, people who can take you and walk you through all the places to pick out your plumbing fixtures and everything else and give you guidance and tell you, you know, what the procedures are and how it needs to be done. And it's just an entire team of people, right down to the most custom cabinets that they make right in their own shop. They will make you samples. You will be able to see things. You'll be able to touch things. It really is 10 times a step above all the other remodelers in town. So if you really want that fantastic remodel, whether it's just custom-made cabinets in your laundry room, which mine are all totally custom-made because it was an odd space, and I wanted it to match my kitchen, so they made it exactly like my kitchen was. So as you move from room to room, it flows, it blends. It's not something I bought off the rack and had to put together with 100 little parts. They take care of it all, right through the installation and the detail work, everything. It's impressive. You'll be impressed. But most importantly, they can do things like kitchens, bathrooms, room additions. They even build new homes. They do it all at Trifection. So give them a call at 281-KITCHEN. I know the number is kitchen, but what they do spans way past that. It really does. That's 281-KITCHEN for Trifection, who always follows the form, function, and fit guidelines.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified home show pro.
Abacus Plumbing. Finally, plumbing professionals you can count on. Door Clearance Center. Any door, any size. If it hangs on a hinge, you'll find it for less at the Door Clearance Center. Due West Foundation Repair. When you want the best, call Due West.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get to the calls. Let's talk to Ellis. Ellis, you're on Home Show Radio.
Mr. Tom, how you doing today?
I'm doing very well, sir.
Listen, I got a quick question, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay.
I'm in the market to get back into, you know, casual home woodworking. And I used to have a radio alarm saw, and I just now started doing research on them, and it looks like the radio alarm saw is not the thing anymore.
Oh, no.
They say everyone uses a miter saw, and I can't understand they're not the same tool. Can you elaborate on that just a little bit? And if you do have a recommendation, if for whatever few companies make them, which one, you know, you would recommend?
Yeah, and you don't have to hang up quickly, Ellis. Yeah,
okay.
You don't have to hang up real fast. We can talk. I can handle this phone thing, no problem. As far as it goes, you know what happened with the radial arms? They became the most dangerous saws out there. People were cutting their hands off. So the industry wanted to change it. They got out of it because people didn't understand when you pull a saw towards you, you got to be really careful as opposed to pushing a saw away from you. And so a lot of those things just went to the wayside. Manufacturers didn't want to make them anymore. But they've got some chop saws that have the radial arm capacity to pull a saw towards you, and they're a lot safer with the guards and everything. So that's what you're going to find, is it's going to be a combination chop and radial all in one. The best one I ever used was a DeWalt, they had one that once I used it, and I was like you, you know, I'm old school. I was like, I don't know about this. Once I started using it and understood it, it was the best thing I'd ever come across. So I loved it doing the work I did. I don't know what's going to happen if you start working with it. I think you'll end up having that aha moment like I did and say, yeah, this is nice. Because it really gives you opportunity to do a lot of different things. So take a look at it. And I don't know where you buy your tools, but if you go over to Circle Saw and talk to them, they'll walk you through all the new models and stuff and what's going on. And they're really helpful when it comes to getting into a new line of tools. I've always gone to them when that happened, and that's how I came across that DeWalt, actually.
That was Circle Saw?
Circle Saw on Ella Boulevard, right inside Loop 610 on the north side. Okay. It's right there. And those guys will sit with you, and you can go through all the different things and do some research, but you're not going to find radial arm saws. The other thing is with the radial arm saws, they were kind of limited in what they could do, although they were very useful. And these new ones, you can get more out of it without, you know, having to reset things up like the old shop, whatever they were, equipment. It's all right there. You just make a quick adjustment, and you can do all kinds of great things.
Okay, I guess I was just, kind of in love with the jack-of-all-trades kind of saw, it seemed like it was.
Well, yeah, it's just the times have changed, and sometimes, like for me, I hadn't done a lot of woodwork in a long time, and then somebody showed me this, and I said, and I started using it because I had a project I had to do. It was at one of the college trade schools I was at, and after about 20 minutes, I'm going, oh, I like this. this thing is wicked cool. So it just helped me with all my miters and all the different things that I wanted to do. So I think you'll like it, but let's see what you think. But go over Circle Saw if you can. If not, do your research, but you're not going to find radial arms anymore. They just didn't sell. They were dangerous. And with the new technology and stuff, it was limited. And even with these with these new saws, you can actually get them battery powered now that will do. They can even battery powered table saws, which I like the battery stuff. Not necessarily if you're in a shop and you don't have to move it around, but if you're moving things around, the batteries to me is just the way to go.
Well, battery tools, yeah, that's what I have for all my hand tools right now.
Yeah,
I never considered battery for something like a table saw.
It came out about 3-4 years ago. DeWalt introduced it to everybody. And you have two 60 volts that add up to 120 volts. And it's amazing what these big tools will do now. So I'm even buying them for all my my trade school programs down in Brownsville and stuff, because it makes it so much quicker and easier. And we get a lot of things done, and it keeps things really fluid where you can move things around all the time. You don't have to worry about cords and stuff. I hate having that tail chasing me all the time. I'm really spoiled now, and I try to stay away from those tails the best I can.
Okay, well, no, that's good advice. It's also a safety thing.
Yeah, but you know what? When you're working by yourself, you want your best tools. You kind of spoil yourself, too. I don't care what anybody says. If you're really into it like I am, and sounds like you might be, too, when you're getting back into it, it's not worth saving $100 for a tool for you. Especially if you're going to go do something with it. Okay.
Right. Well, I finally pushed the kids out of the nest, so I've got clear money now. So
well,
I'll have to take a look at it.
I'm actually I bought my new motorcycle. My kids are gone now. Oh, I don't have much time left on the earth. You know, I'm getting older, so my time is getting shorter. So I'm spoiling myself a little bit, too. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's not a thing wrong with that.
I don't think so.
You taking my call.
All right, partner. Good luck to you. I appreciate you, too. Call me, 281-496-5711. Here's how the show's kind of going. Once I get a call done, and I don't want to rush people off, I don't want to change the format. I think it's rude. And I know what the producers and things think, but when I hang up with a call, that's when you call in, and chances are that you don't have 100 people calling at one time. Your call will get in. Like right now, if you called, you could get your call in. And here's the other part. You know, nobody's waiting, or you don't have to wait for somebody else. Cause you know, somebody just called. You're the next one. Right after this, I'm going to get to whoever's calling right now, but we're going to talk about somebody who is really an outstanding person and incredibly talented, talking about bringing the old school into the new school. And that's what Ellis and I are kind of talking about. We're old school, but some of the new school stuff is cool. And that's Rudy at Rudy's Quality Painting. This guy keeps up with all the latest and greatest, yet he's been doing it, and he was taught by his father. It's been a family tradition more than just a family business, but a family tradition from way back when. It's Rudy's Quality Painting. He knows how to put the full service package together for you. There's nothing worse than having a painter. Now, my grandfather was a painter, and my uncle, my father always thought he was, but he was a soldier. He couldn't paint that well, but he would make messes. We'd all have to clean up and then make fun of him. But as far as that goes, I come from a long line of painters, and I know what professional painters are and what they go through, and you think it's just easy. It's not easy. You have to know your stuff. But at the same thing, you hate it when somebody says, and my uncle used to do this, he used to drive me crazy, he goes, I don't do anything. If they get it all ready, I'll just come paint it. Because he had an attitude about it. But you have to do the full job. When a homeowner calls you and you have sheetrock repair to do, you want to do some carpentry work, you've got siding that needs to be replaced, you've got doors that need replaced, you have to have someone that can do the whole job. And that's what Rudy does. Not that one person does the whole job. They have different crews that do different things because everybody has different skill sets. And you're talking me. I'm the skill set king because I train skill sets in colleges. I've been doing it for years. I know what it's like. You have to train people for a skill, but you combine them together like you do with a orchestra or a band. You get the right blend of a drummer and a guitar player and a singer, and all of a sudden it blends together, and that's what Rudy's done with his company. He does it with sheetrock repair people, texture people. That doesn't mean some of the skills don't overlap. Don't get me wrong. Some guys can have more than one, but most people, what they're really good at, they like to do. And if you have a carpenter, then he wants to do the woodwork, get it all ready for the painter, but you can do it under one umbrella. Rudy's Quality Painting. Give him a call at 281-227-6100.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan, and we're going to get right back to the calls. Our next caller will be Bill. Bill, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, how you doing today, Tom? Good morning.
Very good, sir. Good morning.
Yeah, I was thinking you need windshield wipers for your glasses nowadays, pretty much.
No kidding. That's terrible.
Yeah, on the inside and outside. But anyway, we have bought this thermostat some time ago, and I'm just curious about this. Many times, you know, temperature vacillates, and when you have either the air conditioner cool or the heat on, if it's in the cycle sometimes, well, we'll just turn it to the other way. Is it best to let it run the cycle while it's like cooling, or would it create like a damage if you, while it's in the cooling cycle, you put it to heat and the heat then generates the heat thing? Is there a danger of doing that?
No, there's not. And the only thing you have to, you don't have to worry about it because it's all built in as a safety feature, is if you keep wanting your air conditioner to turn on automatically all the time. Not mm-hmm. automatically, but manually. Like, it gets to a temperature, you say, oh, it just shut off. So I still want it to be colder, and you hit it. It's going to wait probably a few minutes before it comes on. It has a safety feature where the air conditioner has to calm down and then recycle back up again. So it's just not going to hit. There's a little time lag, but it's all built in the system, so you don't have to worry. As far as going from air conditioner to heat, it should not be an issue at all. It's kind of fighting itself a little bit, but it's not an issue. No, don't worry about it at all. Just put it where you want it and let the system think about it. They all have control boards now, so it thinks about what it needs to do, and it's taking care of itself. It's pretty much like everything else. We don't have to do a dang thing in this world anymore.
Tell me about it. Put a quarter in. Put the quarter in, get three songs for 25. Three songs for 25 cents a jukebox. You know.
I used to like that, and they were right there at the table, so you could play with it while you waited for your food.
Exactly. And one other question I was looking at some years ago, which I decided not to go. A guy from Entex told me don't. And another guy, I was looking at a gas air conditioner. And somebody mm-hmm. said that the bills would be considerably higher because of when you have a gas air conditioner, there's some sort of a cycle to get the heat, to get the cooling, and it goes through a different cycle. And they were saying some of the bills were like double what people would have with the air conditioner because the Freon, and for the obviously refrigerator, the other thing, where gas is cheaper. I thought, well, if gas is cheaper, it would be cheaper to buy a gas air conditioner. Then hardly anybody would work on them. And there weren't that many places to carry gas. I don't know if they have any more gas air.
Well, if you look back, and you're old enough to probably relate to this, if you look back into the early 60s, there were gas refrigerators.
Yes.
there were gas cooling systems, and it's fine. It's just it's designed differently. Here's what happened: is electricity was starting to be used, so everybody created electric air conditioning systems. And so the last manufacturer I knew of that was making a gas was York, and you couldn't even buy them here in the Houston area. There was no market. That's the problem. It has nothing to do with it's more expensive. It's okay. Just the market fell apart. When the market goes away, then even though you can produce them and you can make them incredibly efficient, and if that's all the energy source you had, or you still need electricity to run the unit and everything, but the refrigeration cycle was through all that. And anyway, it just the market just dropped out, and so you're not going to find anybody who can work on them because they don't understand them. But you can take another thing. If we all had three-phase in our homes, our energy bills would be much less, and we'd use a lot less electricity. Back in the early 60s, neighborhoods were built with three-phase. My grandfather had one in Florida. He had a three-phase service to his house. And so everything was so much more efficient. You know, we get into this new Green Deal and stuff. If we'd switch over back to three-phase, the amount of electricity that we'd use, especially during like a freeze we went through not too long ago, would have dropped tremendously, and we all would have had a better comfort zone. But they got away from that, too. And now you can't find guys that can work on three-phase, and there's still a few neighborhoods left here in Houston where you can buy three-phase air conditioners, but they don't know how to wire them up, so they just go with one phase out of the three, and they ignore it and tell people, oh, this is better. But it's not necessarily better. It's they don't understand it. So it's just a matter of the marketplace ruling what people can get and can't get. It has nothing to do if it's going to be more expensive for you. I don't think it'd be much different right now with the energy prices as far as electricity is really cheap right now. Mm-hmm. And if, I'm encouraging people to shop because it's going to be it's fluctuating quite a bit in the next 36 months. So right now you can lock into some really cheap rates. But that's why. It's just a history of market demand. People don't work on them because they don't know how to. And so they're always going to badmouth or say that's a bad thing if they don't understand it.
Okay. Last thing, when I had my vinyl siding put on my house in 94, my house did not have turbines initially, and the roof on the south side was just baked just from the heat in the attic and everything like this. My light bill in June of 1994 was at $220. The next month it was down to $110. I did not change anything. And all I did, and they put, you know, they put an extra insulation, you know, where they where the eaves were, where the wood was. They put, I said, take all that cheap facial board off, which you know they were putting, you know, put a nail and the nail comes out, and it wasn't holding in. Get some good quality pine wood and put the, all the side. I have no exposed wood in the house, and so my light bills normally during the even during the summertime usually run maybe between $150 and $175 a month. So that's all I did was just. That thing and then those little special little things where it lets the air out of the attic and all these different places. So if people can, you know, I paid like $4,500, but that was 1990. That's what, 30-something years, almost 30 years ago. So I encourage people. I said, I didn't touch anything. I didn't touch the settings or anything like this. And my light bill just stayed down after that. So that was with the combination of the turbines and with, you know, new insulation and vinyl because, you know,
well, then you say you didn't touch anything, but you did. You went to where the heat comes in the home, the attic. You insulated, you ventilated, you did everything you were supposed to have done, or they should have done when they built the house, but they didn't do it. So what you did was you just did it right, and that's what people need to do. If you do a radiant barrier, attic ventilation, whether it's turbines, I like a ridge vent, but same thing, just attic ventilation and your proper amounts of insulation, your light bill is going to drop tremendously because of the air conditioning cost, because of the fact that all 80% of the heat into your home comes through the attic because the heater, the sun is beating on it. So that's why. Yeah.
Okay, Tom, thanks a lot. Great show as always.
Appreciate the call. It was fun. Call me 281-496-5711. We're doing one call at a time today because I guess I had lightning. I was down in Brownsville. We had a flood in Brownsville yesterday. It made my day at the work very, very difficult, but we got through it. But apparently the whole state just got getting pounded with water right now, and I guess Houston's going to be the last barrage coming up this evening from what I can see on the weather. But, yeah, it's been raining everywhere, even where places it doesn't rain. And, well, trust me, there's a lot of places in Texas where it's like Arizona. They just don't see any rain. But right now it's been raining, but apparently we got hit by a lightning strike. And AT&T will be out Monday, but it all works. So it's one call at a time. So if you want to call me, you can, 281-496-5711. If you call and somebody's holding, you're going to hear the phone lines have been disconnected. But they haven't, obviously, because we just talked to someone. Now, yesterday I got a call. I was in the middle. I run an American Welding Society Testing Center, right? That's part of my welding program we put together. We are AWS all the way through. And so one of the things we do is we bring the high schoolers who go through welding programs. This is in Brownsville, Texas. We bring them in, and we certify them. We test them. I've got a CWI there, a certified welding inspector, and we put them in. We run them through the test. We were doing testing for the high schools as part of their graduation. They're all going to be high school graduates. So I was knee-deep. My instructors couldn't show up. I was running the whole show by myself because I had a way in. Nobody else could. The kids obviously could, but none of them were coming in on time. And I'm just going crazy with 40 teenagers, high school kids, running around. I've got several of my staff, and then, of course, my CWI was there. We're running the testing equipment. We're watching the tests. We're proctoring everything. I get a load of... I'm getting there. Now watch this. I'm getting there where I'm going to get at. I'm getting a load of air compressors and big equipment. I have to jump on a forklift. I have to unload it and all this chaos. And I get a phone call. It's from someone that lives in my house here in Houston. And she says, "Tom, I just need to call you." I said, "I'm really busy. What's going on?" "Well, we keep losing power." I'm thinking, oh no, she's up there. She's losing power. And I said, "Okay," and it goes, "Yeah, it goes on, it goes off, it started at 2 in the morning," and I get this whole, started to give me all the details. And I said, "Wait, I'm really busy, I don't want to cut you off, is the generator not working?" She goes, "No, I just want to tell you, I love the generator." That was it. I said, "Okay, I'll call you later, I've got to go, I'm on a forklift, I got teenagers running all around, I'm so glad," and boom, that was what happened yesterday. Now, here's my point. We have a Kohler generator at our house. And when all that power and stuff is going off, the lights are going off, but my generator is taking care of it. She's saying, "Oh, it's coming on." Then it goes off. Then it comes on. It goes off. I'm thinking, there's a problem. I know there's a problem. Call KISS Generators. Get them over there. She goes, "Oh, no. The thing's working great. I just wanted to tell you how much I love the generator." "Okay, I got to go." And that was it. That was the conversation. And later, we talked a little bit more in depth. And the bottom line is this. Having a generator at your home, when... you know, all this stuff in your life is happening. You just know, you feel. And it was just a confirmation about what I thought was supposed to happen. You feel good because at home, things are working right. And this was exactly what happened during the freeze, although nobody was here during the freeze, but my house stayed heated. My pipes didn't burst. It was fine. But it's because of the generator. My neighborhood was out of power for 3 days. My generator worked great. So it kept the house warm. The bottom line is get a generator. We've got hurricane season come up now. We've got this stuff that was just yesterday when this power outage was happening at my house here in Huntwick. So it was just a beautiful thing. Call KISS Generators. You might get a call like that one day, but it's going to be a call of relief, not a call of, "Oh my gosh, everything is ruined. There's no power. We're not going to get power for days." With a KISS generator, you got power. With a Kohler generator, I should say, installed by KISS generators, you got power. That's a better way to put it. And if you have a generator and it hasn't been serviced, and we're getting into these times, you don't have time when the tragedy happens. I don't really call it a tragedy, but the inconvenience happens when you lose power. It has to be ready to go. Yours can be ready to go. And I had mine serviced last year because we had a problem. Now I know if it's good for, you know, I'll get another service here pretty soon. But right now it is serviced and it is moving. And it's all because of my friends at KISS Generators. To find out more about them, go to homeshowradio.com. But if you get a day like that in your life, and you will sometimes, you know what? You can feel assured that Kohler generator by KISS is running. Or the generator you have that just got serviced by the KISS people, it is running. The name of the company is KISS Generators. It's KISS with a K because that's how you spell it. But also, it stands for Kohler. That's KISS Generators.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
This is Home Show Radio. We're going to get to Bruce in one minute here. But first, I have to tell you about how to save 16%. We have a condensed show today. We're off at 11 o'clock, so we got a little bit of different scheduling in the show. 16% off on superior quality Karastan carpets, wood, and luxury vinyl flooring. 16% off. I mean, something. 16%. You can select from dozens of fresh designs, patterns, colors, anything you want that matches your home. You can even shop at home. They'll come and bring you the samples to you. It's that simple. Do you want vinyl? Do you want wood? Do you want carpets? If they're Karastan, you save 16%. So there you go. I don't know. Oh, 16 years of happy customers. So this is just an anniversary gift. So it's an anniversary. I guess you call it a sale, but it's just less money, more floor. What do you got? 16% more floor. Love Your Floors upgrade and save 16% during the Texas Floors 16th anniversary sale. You can shop at their showroom, or you can go online, or you can give them a call and you can shop at home. It's up to you. They're just off 290 in Cypress. Or you can shop online at texasfloors.com. But we like to see you see the videos and everything else. So we like to see you do this, or we encourage you to do this. And that is go to homeshowradio.com. That's homeshowradio.com. Texas Floors. It's a co-op. Nothing wrong with a co-op when it saves you 16% on Karastan floors. Let's talk to Bruce. Bruce, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Randy. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about air conditioning and indoor humidity.
Okay. First off, I'm Tom, not Randy. I usually don't correct people, but I know Randy. I don't want to be Randy.
Oh, my heavens. Well, I actually called him an hour ago.
That's all right. Randy's a good guy. He's a friend of mine. Go ahead.
My bad. I've called you before. I should remember your name.
That's anyway, okay. You don't have to. Yes.
So humidity's running in the mid. Has been running in the mid 60s.
Okay.
We rebuilt the house after Harvey, so we resheathed, rebricked, resided, sealed everything up, so it's tighter than it was before. Our AC guy, our regular AC company, came in, replaced the compressor since it had been under 4 feet of water. So it's a 5-ton 14 SEER unit. The house is 2,500 square feet, one story. And like I said, it was running before the rains. It was running in the mid-60s. And when they were here for a regular checkup, we slowed the fan speed down. And that got it down to running more like about 60, but that's still a little bit high.
Yes, it is. It should. Well, it's not high. It should be between 50 and 60. So you're on the upper edge, yes.
Okie doke. And let's see, we keep the temperature around 75 Fahrenheit.
And that's fine. What you're looking for is to decrease the temperature drop across the coil. When you squeeze air by making it colder, it pulls more water out. So it's I don't know what we call the delta T, the temperature drop from the front to the back of the coil. You can't do it from the registers. You have to go across the coil. Around 25 to 27 degrees is what it should be. That's why they drop the airspeed to try to get that. And your unit probably will only do so much. If it's a super high efficiency unit, they tend to run a warmer coil because that makes them more energy efficient, but it doesn't do a bit of good for us in the Houston area. So that's where you're sitting with that one.
Okay. Are there options?
Well, it depends. Can you talk to them about getting that drop a little bit more? Sometimes the coil's too big. I'm not sure about the size of the coil. By making the coil smaller, they can do it. I had a friend that used to do that all the time. He would change the coils down to a smaller size so they would get colder and it would sit in the coil longer and squeeze it down. But I can't design the system for you because I don't know enough about what it's doing. You say you have a 2,500 square foot home with a 4-ton unit?
5-ton.
You got a 5-ton. Good. That's the right size. So your size is good. How old's the unit?
The unit outside is new post-flood, so it's was put in 2018.
But when the whole unit was put in new before you had the work done?
The unit upstairs, the condensers were done in about 2011.
Oh, so it's an older unit that you've been keeping going. You've been doing a little bit here, a little bit there. So
yes.
It's not an SEER thing. So they should be able to come in and get your humidities down a little bit more. It's all about the drop on the coil. That's what you're looking at is a drop across the coil.
Gotcha. We'll call
and if you can
out.
Get 25, 27 degrees, what we call the delta T, that's really good. If it's running like some of the super efficient ones are running 18 degrees, it doesn't dehumidify near enough. And I hate to see you have to put a dehumidifier in it because that's just more money and more electricity. They should be able to get that system to run a little bit cooler.
All right. Thank you so very much.
All right, but you're not in a bad place. I mean, it's pretty good where you run it at 60%. Not right. I mean, today it's pretty nasty with all the rain and stuff, but you're not going to get down into the 52 to 55. 55 to me is perfect. If I could, but everybody's a little different. And to me, 55. I've been in areas of the country where humidity's in homes. These are really cold climates, like Lake Placid, New York, is what I'm thinking of right now. I'd get humidities of 18 to 20%. And if I got it up to 22 or 23% with humidifiers, the windows would just start to sweat like crazy. Then you cause all kinds of problems in the home. But then your nose passages all dry up and you get nosebleeds and stuff. It was really miserable. I hated it. I used to crack a window and sleep with it open. It was 40 below, and other people in my home weren't real happy about that. I just put some more covers on. They would bury their faces and everything, and I'm just like, I got to get some humidity. I got to get some air in here. Yeah, it's not a cold climates or not climates for me. I just soon never see a snowflake again for the rest of my life. And so far, since I left there, I can say I have held true to that. Don't like snow, don't want to see it, don't want to walk in it, don't want to look at it, and I don't want to shovel it. And I certainly don't want to go out in the evening in my skivvies taking the trash out. And then finding bears around it, too, like I used to, and have to beat the shovel on the ground till the bears ran away very annoyed. And I put the trash in, lock it up, and they would just tear it apart in the middle of the night. So, and then, but I never had to have my trash taken because the bears would carry it out in the woods. I never knew what happened to my trash. You could see little trails that I would pick up for a while. I said, I'm not going in the woods. I'm not going in there. They would just take it maybe to their lair and build it all up for a nice winter's nap. Who knows? Plus, they didn't sleep that much in the winter like people think. At least I couldn't find sleepy bears. All right, call me, 281-496-5711. Window replacement might be in your future. You might be seeing it on the horizon. You might be thinking about it when you see the commercials. You might be getting inundated with emails, sales emails, just propaganda. You're sending them to spam, but you're starting to think, maybe I should go through spam and see if there's any window deals. Maybe window replacement is what you want to do in your home. And if it is, I want you to at least, I mean, you can call a bunch of people, you can go through all the emails, you can do that. But I want you to make sure on your list of people to call, you call Gulf Coast Windows. Gulf Coast Windows has a window for everybody. The first thing you're going to find is they're not just offering you one window. They're one type of window, I should say. They're offering you all the different windows available to you. Aluminum windows, and I don't mean cheap ones. I mean really nice ones. In fact, if I had to do it all over again in my house, if I was going to go, I've got, my windows are fine, so I'm not going to do it. But if I was going to replace the windows in my home, I would use their aluminum thermal break window. I would not go to a vinyl window. I'm tired of the vinyls for a lot of different reasons I don't have time to get into here, but I think the aluminum ones give me a better design opportunity, which I like the best. And the efficiency is definitely there. They don't make windows that aren't super efficient now. So we want you to experience a window for everybody. They do have incredible vinyl windows, which are more affordable, there's no doubt. They even have wood windows for historical renovations. And then, of course, for hurricanes, they come in vinyl, but they have the hurricane glass. And those on the coast, I would go there 100%. It would be hurricane glass windows. Forget the shutters and everything. It would just be hurricane glass. I don't want to worry about it. When I'm in the middle of running a forklift in the middle of a bunch of chaos and somebody calls me and say, hey, a hurricane's hitting your beach house, I don't have to worry. I don't have to go board up. I got hurricane glass from Gulf Coast Windows and the windows that will hold up to it. Does that mean they won't shatter? No, but they won't break through. And if they don't break through, then you just have the glass replaced after the hurricane. But your house is protected. That's what it's about, a window for everybody at Gulf Coast Windows with the best installers and trained installers who do it well as financing plans, warranties, everything else. Call Gulf Coast Windows at 713-849-5454.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, call me, 281-496-5711, and we will talk today. Let's talk to Bob next. Bob, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello, Tom. I've got a question. I bought a house up in North Texas that was built in 1898. Cool. It's got the wood floor, it's got the wood walls, and then they put sheetrock on top of the walls.
Right.
It's been vacant. It's been vacant for about 3 years. Owned by a little old lady who obviously had a ton of cats.
Ew.
The stench is overwhelming. Am I going to have to tear all that wood floor up and those wood walls down? I can't get rid of that stench.
What have you tried?
I haven't tried anything yet. I wanted to talk to you first.
No, I know, but you say you can't get rid of it, but you haven't tried anything. So what I'm getting at is this, is if you go to a... The only thing I know of, and I don't know what you're going to have to do yet. You're going to have to try to figure this thing out. But they make a urine neutralizer. Veterinarians use it in their offices, and you can go to PetSmart or one of those places, and they have products that will neutralize the acid smell from all of the urine, and that's usually what it is. But as far as that house, I mean, you're going to have to wash it. You're probably going to have to refinish the floors. You certainly might have to get some of the sheetrock out of there and, of course, a paint job. That house was not meant to have sheetrock. It was meant to have wallpaper on the shiplap, but you're just going to have to deal with it. But you will eventually get it out, and a lot of airing out will help.
Okay, because I didn't know what to put on there, and I knew I'm going to redo everything, but I didn't want to have to tear all that beautiful wood out.
No, I don't want you to either. And bowls of shallow bowls, big shallow bowls, get big pans of white vinegar. And all you need is about a half an inch in the bottom or an inch in the bottom of these pans. Put them all over the place, and they'll start to absorb all the smells too.
Okay. The only thing I've done, tried to air it out, and that didn't do anything. You close it up.
Yeah, you're going to have to do more than that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right, sir. I'll try that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. The whole question started out great until he said, "Oh, but you had a ton of cats." And I like kitties, actually. I'm a kitty guy. But you get enough of them in there. Any animal. They're livestock. People, my little puppy, they're my families. You know, they sleep with three dogs and stuff. You can have a cow, it can be your family. It doesn't have to sleep with you. Anyway, we'll see. That's up to you guys. But, just animals can do damage. People can do damage. People do. That's why I have a show that's lasted 35 years, because everybody keeps tearing up their house and need to fix it. Absolute Comfort Air is the company that I use to make sure my humidity's down and my air conditioners are working right. They come in every year and do my checkup. And I would like to say my humidities, my temperatures, everything I got, and my energy bills, even though my units are 22 years old, little parts and pieces been rebuilt here and there, they work fantastic. Why? Because I deal with a company that understands air conditioning. A lot of companies don't. I ran an air conditioning school for years. I don't have one right now, although there's talk about handing it back to me at the college I work at now, because they're not having real success with the other people running it. But the fact of the matter is you have different layers of skilled trades in the air conditioning industry. You've got people who are just starting in, you know, apprentice type people, licensed with the state, working for licensed air conditioning contractors, and pretty much they're helpers / they do the installs. They're there on the install. Once the unit is what we call, they slap in the equipment, and then they take off. Then you have the startup people that come in and try to tweak it and get it started up. And then after the startup people, that's all they do is start up new equipment. As their skills increase, so now you got two levels of increased skills, then you get into the technicians. The technicians, believe it or not, the people that do the repair work, that go to people's homes, they're the most skilled. They're the ones with the best talents. Those are the ones that most of these companies are really demanding. Those are the people they want, but it takes several years, many years sometimes, to get a really good tech, and that tech can never stop educating themselves. And that's what Absolute Comfort Air is all about. They have those kind of people on staff, and they train them constantly. They have kind of a lead trainer, Rick, who goes out and takes all the seminars, comes back, and then does all their training with them. And I have other companies that do that with the same type of systems, too, in different categories. They do the training all the time. You have to continue to train. You can't just say, oh, I know everything now. You constantly have to read. You have to train. You have to go through classes. All kinds of different things you have to do in the industry to stay on the cutting edge. It's not as simple as people think. I mean, I was at SpaceX the other day. We're going to train all the SpaceX welders and a lot of the people that work there through our program down in Brownsville. And we're talking about technology just flying ahead. And that goes in the air conditioning industry. It all catches up with it. Everything is flying, and you've got to stay on top of it. Absolute Comfort Air, those are the people you can count on to keep that old system running, just like they keep mine running. Because I don't want to spend $25,000 on a new air conditioning system. I don't know how long I'm going to be around. I don't know if I'm going to want to spend that money. I like my old system. It was put in by an air conditioning genius who's no longer with us. But and even when they come over, they say, Tom, we'll keep this thing running. This thing was done, you know, so well that you don't want to touch it, except just maintain it. And that's what we're doing. And hopefully they can do the same with yours, too. I have, in fact, my barber, I'm going to get a haircut after the show. Old Sparky, he called him up. He was getting all kinds of bad information. I told him, call Absolute Comfort Air. He did. System's fixed. He saved thousands of dollars. Isn't that what it's about? And he loves it. He's just cranking along, and maybe I'll get a free haircut today. I know I'll get free conversation because he's never quiet. All right. Absolute Comfort Air. Give him a call. Have your spring checkup done, and you'll find out if you have humidity issues and stuff like that gentleman had. That could be an airflow problem. I didn't even get into airflow. He might just have restricted airflow, and they always do a static air pressure test on their checkups, and that's important to get the whole house cooling evenly and get the proper airflow through a unit. Without that, you'll never have it perform well, and I wish I had mentioned that on an earlier call. Absolute Comfort Air. Visit them at homeshowradio.com and see the videos and find out what they do, and they can help you.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
Cutting-edge tile removal. Certified dust-free tile removal with no messy cleanup. Ideal Roofing. Installing quality material with quality workmanship.
Custom Gutters. That's custom with a K. Home of the lifetime warranty.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show Pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And let's get right back to the calls. Let's talk to Robert. Robert, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Hey, I'm out in Champions West. I know you're familiar with the area. And
First house I ever owned in my life was on Apple Valley on Champions West. Yes.
Okay, well, it wasn't mine then. I'm not on Apple Valley.
That's okay. That's okay.
No, but I know you're familiar with the area. I've got a ditch all the way around my house.
Yes.
I'm on a corner. And I've got a driveway that's been kind of beat up because I've got two huge pine trees that broke it all up. And I am going to replace my driveway and make it wider. And so I'm going to have to put down another culvert and, you know, widen the driveway for the ditch.
Right.
And that's the only way to get into my property for any, access for, repairs or larger equipment or whatever. So I'm going to be replacing the driveway, and I'm just curious what kind of specs you would recommend for the concrete on the driveway, because I don't want it getting busted up if I have to, bring some heavier equipment into the backyard or something like that.
Well, that depends on what kind of equipment you're talking about, because then you can go into road design, and I don't think you want to go through that for your driveway. But if you're actually thinking of bringing in concrete trucks on your driveway, you're going to have to pour road quality driveway, which would be really expensive. You got to go really deep. But as far as normal use on a driveway, if you want to beef it up a little bit, go ahead if you want to and go 6 inches or even 5 inches. 5 inches is enough. Go 5 inches with number 3 rebar, 14 inches crisscrossed both ways on the driveway, and just your standard expansion joints. Make sure they're dowelled, but to connect both of them, and you should be fine for any kind of, when you say large stuff, for tree trucks or you want somebody to dump a load of mulch or something, you shouldn't have a problem with any of that.
Right, yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about, or a scissor lift or something like that.
Scissor lift's not a load. Scissor lift's easy. Yeah, that stuff is fine. That's what I was getting at. That's a really open-ended question. But if you're talking about normal homeowner bringing in the mulch truck and stuff like that, yeah, you'll be fine with 4 to 5 inches. Don't go 3. I would go 5 if you can. It's just an extra inch, and it gives the steel the right coverage so you don't get any rust coming through from the steel. And just thicken the edges a little bit so the roots won't go under there. If you have more trees and you thicken the edges down to about 8 inches. You don't have to dig a big beam, just big enough for it to flow down in there. If it's 8 inches deep, the roots won't go underneath there. They'll curl around and come back.
Gotcha. And what about the concrete itself, like a five-sack concrete?
Yeah, 3,000 PSI. You don't have to go up to 3,500. That's a five-sack. Five-and-a-half-sack is 3,500. So just a 3,000. A five-sack is fine.
Gotcha.
Your biggest thing is when you put your culverts in, you're going to get the county involved. They're going to want to see what you're doing. They're going to give you specifications on that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, you can't just dump what you want in the county when it comes to culverts and rain water. If you don't do it right, quite frankly, I'll back off because it's not necessarily done right. But if you don't do it the way they want you to do it, then something happens, you're going to be responsible. So the permit will have to be pulled on that. You have two issues with a permit that a lot of people don't have to do unless you're dealing with culverts. You got to. One is the culvert, and the other one's going to be the street connection. They're going to have special ways, and you deal with a concrete company knows what they're doing. They'll know how to go and get the specs and have the inspection done. But it'll be an inspection where the street connects and the culverts are dropped in before you can continue. The driveway itself, you can do it as you want. But those two things the county's going to be concerned about.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm glad I called then. I'll look into that.
Yeah, in my house, when I was in there, I wasn't on a corner, but I actually put a culvert across the whole street so I could get rid of the whole ditch altogether, because that is full of ditches. Some homes have them, some homes don't. And I used to park my car up on the grass when I felt like it. So anyway,
yeah,
it's a cool
like
neighborhood.
That.
I liked it. I wish I kept that home, but situation happened where I couldn't. And I really enjoyed Champions West. It was just a little more down home for me.
Yeah, we love it here. We love it.
Good. It's a good neighborhood.
Right.
Stick with it. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Take care. All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, I wish I still had that home because of the fact that, I did something here. You guys figure it out. Or maybe I did. Anyway, it was great, and it was one story. What I liked about the house, and this is even closer to home now, it was a one-story home. None of this stair climbing. It was four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, one story, and I opened it all up, had a big yard with a great big giant swimming pool that I loved. I'd go back and buy the house again if I ever could. It only had a two-car garage, though. I like my three-car garage because I got more toys. Anyway, it was a different time in my life. But it was my very first home where all my children were born in that house, or we were living in the house when they were born. Only two of them remember it. My little baby doesn't, little Amanda. My little baby Amanda is going to be 28, 29 years old this year, something like that. I think 29 maybe, because John's 31 and Jimmy's 33. Jimmy's going to be 34 years old, my oldest boy. That's when we lived back in Champions. All right, I'm going to move on here and not digress. Right Touch Electrical is a very important company that you need to have in your Rolodex. There, I just aged myself. Your plumber, the abacus, your HVAC people, which would be Absolute Comfort Air, and your electrician. Those are licensed trades in the state of Texas, and those are the ones that have to be on the ball. That's not just getting the repair work done around your home. This is a skilled trade that is important to have, because when you have problems, these are the people you call. You have older homes, you want to upgrade them. When it comes to electrical, big important thing, older homes don't have the capacity anymore. You upgrade your home to have the right capacity, and you're going to be better off all the way around. It's just important that you have enough juice coming into your home. That's right. Right Touch Electrical will make sure that happens. They will do a full inspection on your breaker box if you need to, if it's an older home. And a lot of breaker boxes, panels, not only do you upgrade, but they need to be updated too. It's important that you keep your system safe and working properly. Electricity is something we all don't want to live without. We want a good, safe system that's working all the time and able to add to it, because our daily issues, electricity, everybody's talking about more and more electricity, right? We don't want to have energy. We want to use less energy, but everything's going to be electric. I saw an electric Bobcat. Now, Bobcat's a brand, but one of those little, they call them skids. I call them small, heavy equipment that can dig ditches and holes and stuff. They got an electric one now. You charge. How about that? They have an electric motorcycle Harley just came out with. How are you going to charge these things? You're going to plug them in. Where are you going to plug them in? To your place of business or your home? And does you have an, do you have enough juice to plug them in and charge them, your cars and everything else? So I don't have any problem with it. We're just going to be making energy differently. But we're always going to use energy. It's not going away. It's just going to change forms. Personally, I think hydrogen should be the way to go, but nobody wants to listen to me. I think that you're going to need a bigger service eventually, and that's where Right Touch Electrical comes in. So you'll be able to have all these electrical things. We were talking to a gentleman earlier, battery-powered table saws, chop saws, all kinds of stuff. Well, you got to charge the batteries. Right Touch Electrical. For any electrical problems you have or fun stuff, and I always like to throw the fun stuff in, new light fixtures, ceiling fans, you want to add some plugs, you want to put in I'm putting one in now, 220 30 amp for an air compressor at my shop. I want one, so I'm going to put it in. They can put that stuff in for you. If you have three phase, they know how to work with it. Anyway, it's all there for you at one phone call at Right Touch Electrical.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros.
Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together with Danny Milligan.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
How much water should I give the grass?
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.